Tanta Dishmaya, we talk a little bit about mitzvahs, a little bit connected to Purim. We're not going to talk about Purim and Gansim, and mice in the middle of the Sugi of mitzvahs, what we do. We have to continue our Sugi of mitzvahs. Talk about a little bit mitzvahs, so then again, a little bit to the Sibas, Xerif Purim, and to our Avodah Zayim and Purim. Morning, Gilad, if you give him a base, says, state, the Pasuk Yeshnoi Am Echad, Mufuzer, Mufur Mikol Ami, Amar Rabba, Leka the Yoda Lishna Bishna Kaman. There was no one who knew how to say good Lashon Hara, how to be Malshin, like Haman, like Haman said in Klal Yisrael. Amalei To Nichlinu. He met up with Achashverosh and he said, let's destroy Klal Yisrael. Dainus, Mashmois of the Rome is that this is something that Haman tried many times. He's in the head of the government of Achashverosh. And he made a shtalis many, many times to convince Achashverosh to get rid of Klal Yisrael. Get rid of Klal Yisrael. Amalei, the Maisa Achashverosh was hesitant. Mistefina Me'elokov, the Loyla Avid Bey, Kid Ovid Bekamoy. I'm afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That he wouldn't do, like he took care of, like he annihilated, he destroyed anyone who started up with Klal Yisrael in the past. And we have to know this, because it's true out of Yemazah. That even the Goyim, and even the leaders of the Goyim, they know the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael. They know. Out of Yemazah, that the Am Yisrael is something special, something godly, supernatural, and they have Elohim. There's an awareness somewhere among the Goyim and the leaders of the Goyim that Klal Yisrael is something special. In a Mela, when you want to go start up with Klal Yisrael, Achashverosh was afraid. Achashverosh was afraid. He knew that Klal Yisrael, you can't just even, if in Svar and logic we outnumber them and we're so much stronger than them. But he was afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Haman tells him, Amalei, Yoshinu min ha-mitzis. That's what the Pasuk is, Yoshinu min ha-mitzis. You don't have to worry. The Yoshinu min ha-mitzis. Amalei, Isbir Rabban. This is really all we need for to see the Ham Shumar. Nenu, Haman told him, you don't have to worry. Because they're sleeping for mitzis. And when they're sleeping for mitzis, then they're like a nation, like any one of the other nations. They lost their uniqueness. They lost their connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he's sleeping for mitzvahs. Achashverosh is tired afterwards, but they have rabbis. Haman said, yeah, but they're all connected. If you want to know what that means, there's a tiny on the Rabbanim that they let Klal Yisrael go. If they know the Hemshe Gemara, what the Hemshe Gemara is. When Yenenu, there's a tiny of Yoshim in a mitzvahs. What does it mean Yoshim in a mitzvahs? It doesn't say the one doing mitzvahs. Yoshim is a matzah of doing mitzvahs in sleep. I would see this as the antithesis, the opposite. We bought a bunch of weeks ago what Bilam said about Klal Yisrael when Balak took Bilam to destroy Klal Yisrael. And Bilam said about Klal Yisrael, "Hein an kelovi yokum ukari yis nasa." And Rashi says he's comparing Klal Yisrael k'shem oimdim meishinosam when they get up in the morning, which is most everyone is dead. Mamish tight then. Klal Yisrael, the Moshe was, and they get up there, Miskabir Kari Lach Toifas HaMitzvahs. When Klal Yisrael is the opposite of sleeping, is an alertness, an awakeness, a concentration, a focus, as we spoke about, Zerizas, Chavivas HaMitzvahs, running after mitzvahs. Then Klal Yisrael is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then Klal Yisrael is connected to the Eibishter, and the Taka impenetrable. You can take the strongest koyach. Bilam was scarier than all the nuclear weapons that Iran has today. And when Klal Yisrael is there, he can't impenetrable. But when Klal Yisrael is Yoshin min ha-mitzvahs, then they're not connected. A mashu, there's more of a mashu a little bit. Mitzvahs, man, this is what mitzvahs are. Mitzvahs are things that we do for not for the purpose of this world. Goyim, there are a lot of different types of goyim. There's Americans, there's Iranians, there's Arabs, there's. But the Tzad HaShavah Shavakulam is they're connected to worldly things. what each one's trying to do. Some people are trying to be liberal, some people are trying to kill people. Everything's connected to something in this world. When you're doing mitzvahs, what are you doing? What are you running after tefillin? What are you running after tzitzis? What are you running after learning old books that don't have information that could make your child better in therapy? Like, what are you doing? What are you learning about Baba Kama, Baba Metzia? What are you doing? What does that have to do with this world? How does it make this world a better place? The answer is we're doing something higher. We're doing something that connects us to the Ratzon of the Bar. Mitzvahs is something, when we do mitzvahs, then we have our unique identity of Yidden. When you yashin in a mitzvahs. What was the yashin mitzvahs? The Yidden in those days, they kept mitzvahs. But where was their heart at? Where were they live? Business, parties. The guy didn't always do business with Goyim. There's always connection. But they saw that's where they were. That's where they were. That's where the life was. There was no one stopping the business meeting because he asked Dam Minchan. Maybe it was for a minute. No. That's Yashem and Amitzis. That's Yashem and Amitzis. This, if Chazal say that this is part of the Lashon Hara that Haman said about Klal Yisrael, in order to bring about the Gzera, obviously, Yishena Min HaMitzvahs is something that a person has to think about. If he wants to be in a matzah where the Gzera of Purim can't come again. It's what makes us unique. This is Mitzad, the Siba of the Gzera. But now I want to talk about properly using the Avodah Zarah. And I want to take this as dominance to talk about something that comes up the old Zmanim and all the Moedim. The Davar Yadua, the Yom Tovim is a big part of Klal Yisrael. It's almost in proportional. The amount of days that we have Yom Tovim over the year, it's less than a month altogether, if you don't include Shabbos. It's less than 30 days for sure. But the amount of focus that they take up in the average Yid's mind, Yid, men and ladies, it's totally in proportion. We live off of Yom Tovim. The Pesach, the Sukkot, and the Shavuot, the Chanukah and the Purim. Shloshim Yom Kodem L'Chag, already Chag, I'll say that you're supposed to stop appearing. In fact, this is a lot of it's taka not only in the mitzvahs, we talk about it, a lot of it's like the other parts of the Yom Tov. The ladies are cooking, and very often cooking is connected to the mitzvahs of the Yom Tov. The Yom Tov are a big part, what shapes us. Yidden, part of us is Yom Tov. That means part of, besides the regular Yom Yom, which is very chashuv, which is huge, the Zmanim, the Moedim, the Zmanim. It's a very big part of who we are. With that being said, one of the biggest challenging things is to actually maximize a Yom Tov and take away something from the other. One of the most common things I get, I'm glad I hear it from in the life of shame, the wives also a lot, so it could be the wives even bother about this anymore, is that we put so much into the Yom Tov, and it just went by in a second. The Welt says over, Shem Abhunner, always has said, the Bayid, Kinnear was often that was a Nusach, he used to ask, Ech Nacha Purim, Nacha Pesach, V is a river, the Yom Tov, how did the Yom Tov pass over? How did the Yom Tov go? Abhunner used to say, Bayid, it's not a rib or a yontif. It doesn't go, it's suga kumar yontif. You don't say, how did you go pass over the yontif? A yontif, you gained the yontif. You didn't pass by a yontif. It's not like a stop, you pass by. You don't just pass through the yontif. You gained the yontif. This is the exact nekuda that I see the oilam struggles with so much. This exact nekuda that struggles with so much. How do we turn a yontif from just passing through the yontif? And getting actually something from the Yom Tov. Explain the Koshi. The Koshi is not that people don't feel high during the Yom Tov. They do. That's the biggest part of the problem. They do. The Noshim and our Noshim for sure. The Noshim, Purim, come on, everyone, there's moments of Roi Mamos. But again, it's in proportion, like, what do I walk out with? What do I come out with? If we're spending so much time, and bam, yes, it is, especially the ladies, they spend such koichas. I'm most to myself, we as men, I'm not Shon Bai, but we should think for a second how much they have to do for a poor mitzvah sugar, how much physical preparation they have to do. Physical preparation for Yom Tov, it's more ridiculous. But anyways, they're putting so much, many times, and then we put so much learning, appearing, Sfarim, this one's appearing, the Megillah, this one's appearing, that, this one's appearing, this. And we don't feel like we walk away. I want to be mitzarev, I think this has a lot to do with the wrong way we look at mitzvahs. This is the whole zman what we're trying to do. One of the ikar avoidance of the whole zman is change our approach to mitzvahs. Unfortunately, and a little bit of an amistad, one of the reasons is because Talmud Torah is connected to Kulam, and there's a lot and lot of chashiva is given to Torah. But mitzvahs, unfortunately, in a certain way, took a back seat. And if we would have the proper yachas to mitzvahs and appreciation of mitzvahs, we would know Torah of Had is involved, even in Yom Tov. But the answer is, if we would machshav mitzvahs, there are mitzvahs in every single Yom Tov. And if we look at the right way of mitzvahs, the mitzvahs is the way to take the Yom Tov. The mitzvah is the way specifically to take, I'm not talking about to feel the Yom Tov, to take away the Yom Tov. The height of the Yom Tov, you might be able to feel with Avodah. The height with the Yom Tov, you might be able to feel by a certain Purim Surah that someone's saying deep things. But the takeaway of the Yom Tov, mitzvahs. Let's learn up a little bit in the Kuda about mitzvahs, based on what we were speaking about. Yisoid, a Yom Tov. This is an Esdamnus, an opportunity, an explosive opportunity. One of the Ikar Makaris, famous Ramchal, in Derech Hashem, which is quoted, he says a bunch of places. I'm saying one place is, first of all, Ramchal is talking about the mitzvahs of Zmanim. He's talking about mitzvahs, Bechal. He talks about there are mitzvahs Yom Yom, and then there are certain mitzvahs of Zmanim, Chelet Dalet. His Lashon is like this. Besides that there is mitzvah in this mani, Shurish kulam seder sheshidra chokmol yoyna, shekol tikkun sheniskan va'or gadol sheheir bizman miyazmanim. If there are certain times in the history of the oilam, there were certain tikkunim, things that accomplished, were called tikkunim, or gadol is a oris ponim. Or gadol is a kadosh baruch hu is mashpia mituvay miritzoyna. If there's a certain time that Rukunim and Orgodol Sheher Bizman Mizman, Bishuv Tkufas Hazman Ahu, when that time comes later on, Tezvov Nisan, Tezvov Tishrei, Zayin Adar, Yudal Adar, Zayin Adar is a recent version, Yudal and Tezvov Adar, Yor Aleinu Or Me'ena Or Yishan, but the Chudash told us that Tikkun Ahu B'Masha Kiblu, you'll have the Or and you'll have the Tikkun. Who talks about? Very famous, it's famous. So Yom Hain Bazman Azeh. Rabbi Hemshchi says, Ki v'yoyis ha-tikin ahu, tikin godlum ha-oid, v'kumoy sh'eschaynu, hukba sh'beshuv t'kufas ha-zman ahu, yor elenu or me'ena or sh'air oz, u'techudah sh'banu told us, yoyis ha-tikin, al kein nischayavnu ba'oyis ha-minim kulam. How do we get those tikkunim? It's only by doing those in Yonim, which is keeping the Yontif, which is the Shvis of the Yontif, and doing the Mitzvahs of the Yontif. And afterwards he says, someone might think it's only talking about the Yom Tov of the Reis, he says, V'chein Chanukah V'chein Purim. He says, Yom Tov of the Reis, V'chein Chanukah V'chein Purim. This is an Or Gadol. This Or Gadol is what we feel. As Hashem and Purim comes, and we're talking about Purim, but it's also what we feel, it starts Kinyan being misnoitzed, it's even before Purim. This is the real reason why, what I spoke about before, the phenomenon, that Yom Tovim take such a big space in our minds and our hearts, is because, we feel the Or Gadol, there's a connection to the Or Gadol, remember from last that we did? We have a Shaychus to the Or Gadol. But the question is, there's an Or Gadol and there's a Tikkun of the Or, it's a Tikkun. How do you take away from that Or? I think in the past we've given a marshal. An R, there's two, the R has two things. R is usually light, tremendous amount of light, it also a lot of times teeth, sage, it brings a certain age. But you could stand next to the sun and you could be blinded by the brightness of the sun. But when you walk away, you don't have anything in the lightness. And this is our question. Our question is not how to bask in the sunlight. Anyone can bask in the sunlight. The question is how to get tanned. The question is when during Purim, you're going to feel high. But can I take away something from that Purim? So something called mitzvahs. There's a famous pasuk. Everyone heard this pasuk. Kiner mitzvah of the Torah. Something more in Soita, the fourth hour. Tola ha-Torah ba'or v'ha-mitzvah ben-er. The mitzvahs compared to an er. What is a ner and or? Or is the etzem or. If anyone thinks about or, or is a dovash in by mamish. Eish also is in by mamish. In by mamish, the thing itself. A ner is agav, the candle. Not in the in Torah, ner is not only the candle, it's the kli that holds the candle, kli that holds the oil. The whole thing is called a ner. An or, you could benefit from it, but how do you grasp the or? How do you grasp or? The answer is something called a ner. Something called ner. A ner is the way to get an achiza, to a grasp that you could take something away from the or. Purim is an or galu. It's an or galu when it's stated in the Arizal. That you're in Purim, skip Purim, it's not a guzma. Purim is an argodl, it's an arotzim. But the question is, how do we get an achiza? How do we get a grasp and take away something from that ar? The answer is mitzvahs. Mitzvahs is the starting point of how a person takes something and transfers it to himself. There are specific mitzvahs each yontiv, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu formulated by the mitzvahs deraisa, it says in the Torah, by mitzvahs derabanan, it came through the Chachamim. The Kodesh Baruch Hu through the Chachamim, through Torah Shebaal Peh, formulated the specific mitzvahs that you're supposed to compact, and you're supposed to take the ark and put it in the thermos. And you're supposed to take it home and make it a part of you. Let's see a little more. Ramchal in another place. That's Tunis. That's Tunis. It's a nine. Chaim Friedland is right. He says like this. He's talking about that from the tachlis of the world and the partnership of the guf and the neshama. Kim osa haguf hazeh. The guf, it's not its natural makeup. It's not, it's dark. It's dark, it doesn't have any light. It does two things. It brings all the natural desires. This is why we want all kinds of things that are bad for us. They take us away from our Kadosh Baruch Hu, they take us away from ourselves, they take us from our wives, from our kids. Bad desires. And also does Averis. There's Tivus, which is bad Tivus, and then there's Averis. The Choshech brings these two things that the Guf has that have. That's one part of the human being. The neshama mitzad atzmoi is not choshech. Near, this is the ikar point. I want now. This is what he's coming to explain. That's tunis. It's a conversation between the seichel and the neshama. Explains. Zeh mashet tzarch lahavim. I know this is the nekuda merkazis. This is what I want you to understand. Ki ein soif hakavana bebiyas and neshama beguf l'shetichyo yisoy bechaya hevelayla. It's not only to give a shaychis to the Borei Olam during Olam Hazeh. Aval ikar bo'ehu lezachei choysoi zichuch mamish. Mamish the sugi we're dealing with. It's not a temporary shutfis. It's coming to change the guf, that even when the neshama will leave the guf will become purified. The guf that be'etzem is distant is distant, it will become purified. Laloise mishofo majegose achomris v'chasheicha el madrega liyona liyos kamalach yesharis. And he gives a dogma we find by Moshe Rabbeinu. It says koron or pnei Moshe, which means that the flesh of Moshe was actually shining. It means there was or. Dainu, the famous Yisoy that we always talk about, we say it says in Sforim, this is one of the Sforim we mean when it says in Sforim, that the idea of the Neshama is to be Male es Aguf, is to be Male es Aguf, is to be Mekadesh es Aguf, that's what it means. Ach HaDerech HaShem Baituchah LaNeshamech LeZacheich Es Gufo, this big Yisoy, how do you do this? Haloyu B'maitza HaMitzvah Tzvikiyim HaTorah. B'maitza HaMitzvah Tzvikiyim HaTorah, Ki Ner Mitzvah V'Torah Or. Komashi marba liknus teru mitzvahs marba zichach laguf ha'gu laguf ha'u. The guf is low. The way to have lashpa of any or be'etzim is the way to have lashpa of teru also, but we're not talking about this right now, the spot of teru b'chalav. The way to do that is to bring into the guf, to bring into the guf kedusha. Or Kedusha. How do you do that? Maisa mitzvahs. Mitzvahs has a maisa. There are four mitzvahs we have in Gorin. Four mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Mishnah v'Simcha. There's a mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah. There's a mitzvah of Shloach Manos. And Atanas Avyanim. There are four mitzvahs in the Chodos of Gorin. These mitzvahs are precise, exactly. They wish to form in exactly what you need. The Iker, to get out of, take out of the Or of Purim. The Or HaGodol of Purim, these mitzvahs, when you do the mitzvahs, again, this is so deep, but it's very important, it's true, that it's not enough to be at a Purim Suda and sing and feel Chayich. It's not enough. Your body is not going to change from that. Your body is not going to change from that in a permanent way. That's the Bechinas Or. You'll feel the Or. It'll be light. It'll be that. But you want to take out the Or for him? You have to do the mitzvahs. And obviously, the more you do the mitzvahs, hachana, and importance, understanding that this is what it's going to connect you, this is going to bring the Or and the Kedusha to the Gov. I don't want to be mashing this with you. You said for Rishas Chochma. It's Megiah to. We haven't spoken about this directly the whole time, Megiah to what we're talking about. You know the mitzvahs are Mekadishos. You say it every single bracha, Asher Kedishonu b'mitzvah Yisod. And we ask in Tefillah, Kadshinu b'mitzvah Yisod. I got one question, other one question. If we have time, we'll talk about that. But Kedusha mitzvahs, what does it mean, Kedusha mitzvahs? The very studies that you saw from Rishas Chochma, what Kedusha is, b'chal, like a dictionary touch. What is Kedusha? Everyone heard of Kedusha, one of the most thrown around words. What is Kedusha? So this Rishas Chochma is where you say this, they get to many Nekudas. Rishas Chochma said there are two parts of Kedusha. There are two components in Kedusha, and they're both mentioned, and obviously they're both connected. So Rishas Chochma, Shar Kedusha, Perak Aleph, Oistez, Love. Ki mitzias a kedusha. I'm sorry. The near alone of a deer klolus a kedusha. Ki kedusha yesh ba bechiz bechinus. So means there's two dinim, two dimensions, two elements. Echad u'geder apishus k'mosh apirush Shamban, the beginning of kedushim tiu. Many times kedusha means to withdraw from something, to separate yourself from something. Lashon apishus. Lo says geder u'gvul lebal yetsi chutz lemokam achol. Boundaries. A person makes boundaries. This is Betzim Loisa says, like he's going to say in a second. Oh. This is when in Kedusha we find this again by Matan Torah. Kedush Baruch Hu says, Kadesh means separate. Klal Yisrael was commanded to separate from their wives even. There was a certain Kedusha, Prishus. Zui Bechina Sur Meira Keneged Loisa Yisei. Yesh Bechina Beiz Bekedusha Shehu Hamshachas Or HaKedusha Aleinu Kadesh and Stater, then it's Labes, but also Kedusha. The Zui can neged a Seitoiv. This Kedusha, which is separation, and this kedusha, which is what he calls hamshachas kedusha, and being mistater mislavish kedusha. Let's try it. Obviously, this is the Ramgvoim. Let's try to give a simple title. Hamshachas kedusha, something like the Ilm here learned the Dharm with the Mem and the Dharm. So something called hatfosa, something called you want to make something also. You take a rogala, and it's next to a carbon, or next to already a don also a carbon. You say zukazu. Some of the Sham learn it's hamshachas kedusha. Dainu, this carbon has already kedusha on it, and you actually take the kedusha. Says the Rishis Chochma, there's a musig of kedusha to be mamshich the kedusha. Where do we have the positive kedusha? Asei toiv, that's b'mitzvus. B'mitzvus. At the posik, v'yisem kedushin lekechem, zog chazal, b'zman sh'atem oisem es ha-mitzvus, atem kedushin. Further, the Rishis Chochma says this nekuda of positive kedusha is specifically by positive mitzvahs. You do mitzvahs, you're nistatev and islamic the kedusha. Let's try to explain this. Kedusha, give a mashal. Very important to me that make it get a certain tefisa, an achiza, right? All night I'm talking about having an achiza, getting a grasp. Kedusha means designation. That's what it means. You may achit something. We find twice, you find it all in Halach, you find it by Hegdish, and you find it by Kedusha Ish, and who was married here said to his wife, or he had to Mekadesh. Let's take the example of a behemoth. You have a behemoth, if I don't have a behemoth, I'm not a farmer, we don't have that today, we'd appreciate it, maybe there's a little bit more, but I'd have a behemoth. And the behemoth, I could get a lot of things from the behemoth. I can get milk, it could work for me, it could do all kinds of things, all the crazy, all the good benefits. All of a sudden, I'm Magdish it. The first thing is that I can't use it for any of that. The first thing is, I'm frozen. I can't use it just like anything, which is, I lose a lot. You know, it's my first thing. I take it away from a lot of things. But there's a second positive thing, which is the positive part of the Kedusha. But now, it's set aside for a higher purpose. It's not, we didn't separate it from making milk and doing avoid the stam, so we should just suffer. We shouldn't be able to. It's separated in order that it should now be designated for a higher purpose. That means to be brought for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That positive yichud is the positive part of kedusha. Only when you're designated 100% could you be more kosher to the Borei Olam. Let's give a mashal with kedusha. By kedusha, we find the same exact two things. By kedusha, every wife who's mekudesh is, first of all, she's off the market. She's not halal anymore. She's taken. She cannot go to another ish. But much more than that, miuchedes. The positive part of the kedusha is now there could be a deep, sublime connection that could be developed because in yuchad to this. Zok the Rishis Chochma, the afrosha we get from mitzvahs loisaseh, Kadosh Baruch Hu says to take away things that distance us from him. The positive part of the kedusha, the part that pronounces, the part that shtels and expresses a direct himshich of being mechazik akeshet to the Borei Olam, making ourselves more. Hini muchon mezumen for the Eibishter. It's a mitzvah. When I want to be mislabish, I know. I want to be in a cheder yichud with Purim. I don't want to be in a cheder yichud with the Eibishter of Purim. The Eibishter of Purim, the Eibishter, we call it the Eibishter that was Megale, the Koyach of an Eis Nister. The Gila, the Eibishter was Mishi on Purim. How do I do it? Do the mitzvahs. Do the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs. When you meyached with something, so it becomes part of you. There's hamshachas kedusha. You're mistater, and you're surrounded. You're separated from everything else that's going on. You're focused. You're not distracted. You're focused, and you do something positive that connects you to that kedusha of the mitzvah. That's going to be something. That's going to be take something. That's going to be permanent by you. What makes it permanent? It sounds like in the time places that your body, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives something dafka that your body could get involved in the Orei Elyon. That our bodies could do every mitzvah kamat, even dibur is a certain pool of the guf. It's a maisa mitzvah that we are taking the mitzvah with the Torah. I once heard B'Shem the Chazon Ish, and I would find it, I doubt it's written in Chazon Ish itself, but in Stam, it's written B'Shem the Chazon Ish. He's the Sakim, what we say tonight. It's a famous chazal about Avraham Avinu when he was doing Achnos HaSorachim. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was in the middle of talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the Arabs came and he went to do Achnos HaSorachim. And Chazal say, how in the world could he stop to do Achnosas Orachim? Chazal say, G'day L'Achnosas Orachim Yoris Mikvos Meshchia. And it's a Peliner. G'day L'Achnosas Orachim Yoris Mikvos Meshchia. I mean, what's the whole schar for Achnosas Orachim? Why do we do mitzvahs? We should do Olam Haba. Kabbalah's Peshchina is a form of, I just saw today, Gemara Menachos, Mem Gimel Beis. Gemara says, the schar of mitzvah tzitzis is that you roi a pnei shechina, tzitzis, which you can never call mitzvahs. The schar of mitzvah tzitzis is roi a pnei shechina. That's Kabbalah's pnei shechina. So I don't understand. Avraham Avinu was in the middle of Kabbalah's pnei shechina, he's stopping to do Achnosas Orachim. And Bechlal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is less important than the Arovim, the Arabs. What's going on? So there's a lot of Birur. There's a lot of Rim, a lot of Nukudis, a lot of Emes Azachim, a lot of... I heard B'Shem the Chazinish, he said so simply, which I hope we appreciate. He said very simple. Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina is not a mitzvah. The Chazorim is a mitzvah. Yeah? Start. That's the part. Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina is no mitzvah. Schar is the schar you get for mitzvah. No mitzvah. Hashem was not mitzvah me to do Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina in this world. It wasn't mitzvah me. Achnosas Orachim was mitzvah. Kedoyla Achnosas Orachim Yoyse Mi Kabbalah's Peshchina. In our terms, Kashat, what we said today, Kabbalah's Peshchina would have been a Hoicha Purim. Beautiful. But what would Avraham Avinu took away from that? What would he take away from that? Mustama, he will take away something from that. But it's not compared to how much he would change and the Kaddish is goal from the mitzvah. The mitzvah, the mere mitzvah, he would be, there's a lot of Kabbalah's Peshchina, there's a lot of light. But the change, Kachem of the mitzvah, this is what we ask at Yom Tov. Purim, there is no Shemar Esrei that we say Kachem of mitzvah. Rather, you should ask Kaddish Baruch for yourself to the Kaddish with the mitzvah of Purim. But this is the Yisoid. I hope, and as part of the Paris of this man, is that we become more mature, and we ourselves should gain this proper Ashkafa that we didn't have, and give it over to our houses. That if you led yourself around into the mitzvahs of every single Yom Tov, you don't have to have a heartache afterwards to even take away from the Yom Tov. You took away from the Yom Tov. Your body was going to the Yom Tov, I guarantee it. If you just concentrate on the Yonam, I'm not saying Yonam are big things, but the Aleph of the Chag, the Kaddish Baruch, the formula Kaddish Baruch Chag, to turn the Or into Mitzias of you, to turn the Or into something burning, to what Rehuna called, it's just a Tzug Kumini Yantiv, that's the Mitzvahs. And we leg around the Mitzvahs. Gedoyla, we call it. Gedoyla, the Mitzvahs. Gedoyla, the Mitzvahs. Natanis Levyoinim. Mishlach Manas. Mikrika Lagila, Mishlach Simcha. Yoyisem Meyaor, I'll call it. Yoyisem Meyaor, Shemeyer, Bepurim. The Gedoyla, that's what makes the Tikkun Ahu. That's the way we get the Tikkun that becomes a part of us. We take the Yontif to us. Shemizoycha Vesayat Vishmaya. Yehuda, wow. What a surprise. What's going on? Yeah, my phone's about to be
able to get it. You do it in Punjab, the little one.
Yeah.
When are you resting? I can be glad.
She didn't tell me that.
Yeah. So I said, what time should I call back? Father will call you back when you get
Father, come and visit.